So I'm Pinakin Munshi, and now we are going to address chapter 13, which is on SAP sales and distribution module. We are going to cover in this particular chapter the brief introduction about sales and distribution module, what are the SAP databases and master data, the SD submodules which are present, what is the sales and distribution cycle, the SD organizational structure, the order to cash process, as we call the SD process, and the order to cash process flow diagram. And we also have the SD screens overview and major transaction codes. Again, we will be looking at the SD screens, and then finally we'll summarize on the chapter. So SAP SD helps manage shipping, billing, selling and transportation of the products and services. What it, you know, when we say order to cash, this is what it handles. That means right from the time you are getting an inquiry from the customer, so you are giving a quotation, etc. Now, once you have given a quotation, you may receive a purchase order from the customer, and the purchase order will result in a sales order in the system. So order to cash. Why we say cash is because after you made the sale, we say the sale is complete only when you have received the money, not until then. So the purpose is not to make just the sale, but to make money. So the cycle ends when you receive the money. SAP Logistics module handles the customer relationship process from quotation to sales order and billing, integrating with other modules like SAP material management and production planning. And this will come to in little more details a little later. So SAP SD is a co-functional module in SAP ERP that stores and manages customer and product data for sales ordering. So yes, it does contain the customer data majorly. Product data is also contained in the material master, which is there as part of the materials management module, okay? But here, majorly, it is the customer master and all the sales transactions, right from sales order to the deliveries which are created, the what we call it as the goods issue and the invoicing and the transportation details. SAP SD is a part of the logistics function in SAP ECC and integrates with modules such as production planning, plant maintenance, quality management, materials management, and finance and controlling. Now, what do you mean by integrates with? Basically, integrate means it is interfaced with these modules. Like for example, you place an order and you have material already available in the inventory. So in this case, the available to promise. Now, available to promise is a SAP process which will check which is the earliest delivery which is possible. Now, let us say the customer has placed an order for delivery, I mean, which needs to be shipped out after 1 week, and you have the material already in the in your warehouse. So in this case, it will confirm that yes, I can deliver the material, and that's called available to promise. If it is not readily available, then it will look at the production planning system, and it will look at whether any production of that product is planned and when that product is going to be available. So like for example, let us say that the material is not in ready stock, but there is a batch which is planned 2 days down the line, and it will take 2 more days for the material to be ready to ship. That means total 4 days. So in this case, the available to promise will consider this material for promise to the customer. Simultaneously, the quality management, because you know, whenever you are making the material, certain time is allowed for you know, the testing of the quality by the quality assurance department, etc. Unless the material is released by quality management, it cannot be sold. The status of the material will be under inspection or awaiting inspection, and unless the quality department releases the material, it cannot be, you cannot issue a delivery or a delivery order. And finally, the finance and controlling, once you invoice the material, it will create it as a current asset, as a receivable from the customer, and it will basically help you track the receivables so that you can follow up with the customer for timely payment. Or if they have not paid, then you will have to follow up as a overdue payment. SAPSD facilitates the order to cash cycle, handling processes from quotation to the customer, sales order generation, picking and packing, shipment, invoicing, and payment settlement. We already saw this. So the cycle starts with inquiry from the customer. You may offer a quotation to the customer, and the quotation also can be captured in the system so that you have a record what were the prices quoted to the customer. Once the customer issues either an indent or a purchase order. Now, generally, when you have distributors, the distributors don't call it a purchase order, they call it an indent when they order material on the company. So it can be an indent or a purchase order. The moment you receive that, that is used to convert it or generate a sales order against the purchase order. And then when the material is due for delivery based on the customer requirement, like for example, customer says that he wants the material immediately, then you will issue a delivery order, and this will be then taken up by the logistics department. They will do the picking, packing, and the shipment. Picking is basically in the warehouse, wherever the material is. First, they have to consolidate the material. Packing, in case of, if you look at e-commerce, you know, you have ordered three materials, they will consolidate it, pack it into a single pack, so their packing comes into picture. But in industrial products, the products are already packed, like they could be in drum or in cartons or boxes, and these have to just be retrieved, put as a single shipment, and then you make the processes for invoicing it. And finally, the payment settlement. Various transactions within SAP SD are performed by different users, ensuring segregation of duties. So we call it segregation of duties, or it's also known as segregation of authorities. Why do you call it segregation of duties and segregation of authorities? Because one person cannot do too many transactions or many steps within the transaction. So if I have authority to, let's say, create a sales order and issue a delivery order, then I cannot do the picking or the goods issue or the invoicing. This is basically to prevent any kind of a fraud where a single person can do multiple operations, you know, for a transaction from start to finish. So there has to be an involvement of multiple people, and that is what is called as segregation of duties or authorities. Integration with other modules such as MM and FICO allows for product availability check. So I already explained to you how whenever there is an order, the system SAP will immediately check whether material is available in ready stock or not. If it is available in ready stock, it will mark the material and it will commit the material for that particular customer or sales order. If it is not available in ready stock, then it will check the production planning system and it will promise based on when the production is planned and when it is likely to be made available. Also, there is the credit checks, and this is part of the controlling function. So suppose a customer has bought the material, but he has not paid for it. That means your payment terms was 60 days and it's been 90 days since you have supplied the material, but he has not made the payment. Now, in that case, the credit check will clearly say that the customer has defaulted on the payment, or rather the payment is overdue. Now, you can set the policy in controlling where you say that if the payment is overdue by, let's say, 10 days, then the customer, all shipment to that customer should be blocked. Now, what happens is the controlling module will then not allow you to create any fresh sales order for the customer or created delivery for the customer. So if you cannot, even if you have created a delivery, it will not allow the logistics team to create an invoice. That means it will not allow them to ship the material. So all these systems are interlinked and they will work in unison to ensure that the policies which are defined in the system are complied with. So credit checks and tax calculations during the sales order process. Tax calculation. So if it's a local customer, meaning to say we are in Maharashtra and you know selling within Maharashtra, then the tax to be charged will be CGST and SGST. But if the customer is in the neighboring state, then CGST, SGST will not be applicable. It will be IGST, which is applicable, which is the interstate GST. So all this information will be checked within the system and accordingly the order will be processed. Likewise, you know, if it is an export order, then there are no taxes applicable, because if there is an export order, no GST is payable on those orders. So the system will detect many of these conditions based on the configurations and saves you the trouble of manually checking or doing things. So SAP database and master data. SAP SD module operates based on various type of data. So one is the master data. So master data is the fixed data, like, you know, your customer master. It will talk about the type of customer, or firstly, the name of the customer, the legal name of the customer, the address of the customer, whether he's, you know, registered with the GST or not. That means whether he has a GST registration, he's a distributor, or is he a direct customer, or whether he is a export customer. So, you know, in the master data, you can define all these things. And sometimes it so happens that for the same customer, there are different sold to addresses. Now, again, when you're talking of customer master data, one is the sold to addresses. So let us say it's a company having multiple operations in different states, etc. And they have a decentralized purchase. So every plant or every unit has its own purchase department and they are directly ordering on you. And they want the invoice to be in the name of that particular entity. So there is an entity in Gujarat, he wants the invoice on the Gujarat address. There is an entity in Maharashtra, he wants the invoice in the Maharashtra. So these are the sold to address. There is another thing, which is the ship to address. So now it could be that there is a company which has an office in, let's say, Mumbai, and they have got five different units spread across the state or maybe in the neighboring state, and they can place orders and tell you that this material has to be delivered to this particular location or this particular unit. So all these information are contained in the master data, including their GST registration numbers, what is the mode of transport to each of them, what zone or what geographical area they belong to, you know. This is required for route calculation, etc. The second part is the transactional data. So transactional data will be things like, you know, your sales order, your delivery details or delivery order, or your goods issue, your invoicing data, or your transportation information which has been captured. These are transactionals. That means transactions that you have completed or performed, those data are captured there. And the third is the customizing data, where you have customized the system to bring in functionalities which are not offered by SAP. So you have created a table which is not originally available in SAP, and you have some code written, some application developed to do certain very specialized kind of operation. So that will be the customizing data. Master data in SAP SD. So you have the customer master data, the pricing master. So customer master, as I said, will contain all your sold to, ship to, and then, the customer master is not only the people to whom you sell the material. There could be people to whom you are offering services. Also, there are people like, for example, they are agents, commission agents. So they are also defined in the customer master with a different customer type. Here you don't sell material to them, but they are responsible for generating sale for your company. So suppose you have a key account, you have a major customer, and whatever sale you make to that customer, the agent has to earn some commission. Like for example, let's say you have to pay him 2% or 3% commission on the sale. So that for paying the commission, you have to define the agent also in the customer master. Pricing master. So now pricing master also, you have to maintain the pricing. And here again, you can have multiple types of pricing. You can have a simple pricing. So for distributor, there will be one type of price. For direct customer, there will be another kind of a price. For exports, etc., another kind of a price. There is one more thing you can do. Suppose you have a scheme that if you buy one particular material less than 1 ton, it will be one price. But if you buy between 1 ton to 3 ton, there will be another price. These are known as quantity pricing, or also known as bulk lot pricing. So the pricing master captures all this information. You can define it there. So automatically, if the customer is ordering, let's say, 3 tons or 5 tons, the appropriate price will be picked up from the pricing master, and it will be updated in the sales order. Then you have the material master data. So as far as the products are concerned, all the product information, you know, right from what is the HSM classification, or any hazard classification for the product, the packing type, because here all the SKU information will be there in the material master. So let us say there is one material available in 5 different types of packs, which means 5 different SKUs, then in the material master, you will have 5 different codes, and each one will be described. Both, and even in the material master, things like what is the kind of packing, what is the tare weight of the packing, gross weight of the packing, what will be the net weight of that particular SKU. So all these information are captured in the material master data. Master data is used to create transactional data in SAP. So master data is used, that means you create a sales order. Now for creating a sales order, who is the party to whom you are creating the sale? So here it will be the sold to party. So there will be a code that you will be using saying the sold to party is XYZ company. Also, where are you going to ship the material? So there will be a ship to code. So these master data are used actually for in the transactional database. So you're not everywhere using the entire customer details, etc. You are only putting the customer code from the master data. It borrows all the information about the customer. So purchase orders in material management, sales order in the SD module, or production orders in the production planning module. So master data is basically fixed in nature, and it is used to capture the transactions. Like, just to give an example, the production order, the same material is being produced, but the production orders, there can be multiple production orders within a month. So you may take a campaign. So you, you know, back to back, take 3 batches of one particular, let's say, product, especially in case of chemicals, etc. Then you switch over and you produce something else. And then after a couple of weeks or a couple of days, then you again take one more campaign. So these are the production orders. The production orders actually defines when the individual batches are planned. Okay. So here again, the material data, the raw material codes, all these are master data, but they are used in the production order for transaction purpose. Customizing data is generated when an organization customizes SAP SD to meet specific requirement. This we discussed. it goes beyond the standard processes available in SAP. So this is, you know, for something which may be very, very industry specific, and some feature which is not available in SAP is what you are developing within the SAP through this customizing data. Okay, what are the submodules of SD? SAP SD consists of several submodules, and they are SD master data. So it tracks each transaction that affects the SD module's data, including customer data, material data, price conditions, or price condition records, and credit management. This, as I said, these are all static data. Okay. SD basic functions, it allows company to establish the basic functions that work across SD, such as pricing, goods availability, availability check, and credit management. So these functions, as we discussed, that when a sales order is created, the available to promise is going to check whether material is there in ready stock or not. If it is not in ready stock, whether it is available in the production planning. Likewise for pricing, depending upon the volume, whether X price will be charged or a lower price will be charged if the volumes are higher. So these are the various functions. Credit management, we discussed about the credit lock, or, you know, so if there is an overdue payment, then, you know, any further processing of orders can be blocked and they can be released. So generally the controller is in charge of releasing the credit block. So when you talk to the customer and the customer says that, okay, we do agree that there has been a default, but we will be making the payment within, say, 3 days, and you may decide to let the consignment, the fresh supplies go to the customer. So there you can release the credit block, again, which is part of the controlling or the credit management. SD sales, so it handles the data of the sales process, such as customer data, products, pricing, and feedback. Shipping data, it tracks the details of the shipping process, including when and how the order is shipped, through to the delivery or return. So not only shipping, but even if there is a reverse logistics, that means there is a complaint, you have to take back the material, then all this information is captured here. And in shipping data, you also have details about when the customer wanted the delivery, when you were supposed to ship out the material from your plant or your warehouse, when it was actually shipped out, which was the carrier through whom the material was shipped out, all those information. In some cases, you also get the information from the carrier where you come to know when exactly the material was delivered to the customer. So all this is part of the SD shipping. SD transportation, so it works closely with SD shipping and keeps track of all the transportation data involved in the shipment. So here, you know, shipping is normally when we talk about the exports consignments. Transportation is when we are looking more at the local supplies. Now, we used to also, you know, supply material locally, and the condition used to be that we used to ask the customer, who is your transporter, and we will deliver the material. So our responsibility was to deliver the material from our plant or warehouse up to the time we hand it over to the nominated transporter of the customer. So all these information, the transportation details, are captured by us and tracked by us. So our responsibility ends the moment we hand over the material to the nominated transporter. SD foreign trade, so this is in case, you know, where you are exporting the goods. So it handles the details related to foreign trade transactions, including both exports and imports. And here you can also handle things like, you know, if you are exporting against certain licenses, or even your imports are against certain entitlements, you know. So because you're exporting, you're allowed to import certain raw material without payment of duty, etc. So all those things can be tracked here. SD billing, so it manages the billing data, including the amount of the transactions and the method of the payment. So amount, naturally, you know, your invoice to invoice, the value will vary. You also have something called as a credit limit. So if the credit limit is exceeded, again the controlling comes into picture. So let us say that there is a customer, we have a credit limit of 3 crores. You are invoicing material to him. A point comes when, you know, if your invoices which are outstanding, that means which have not been paid, are more than 3 crores, then we say the credit limit has been exceeded. And again here, the credit block can come into play. So method of payment will be, you know, either you can have a advance payment, or you can have payment through bank, where the documents are sent to through the bank. They make payment to the bank, then only documents will be released by the bank. LC terms can be there. So there are various payment terms that one can operate with. Sales support, so it handles the data generated in the interaction between the customer and the sales team. So any feedback regarding complaints, etc., quality complaint, or there are some damages, etc. So all these things are captured as part of the sales support. So the SAP sales and distribution cycle. So the pre-sales activities are basically what we are talking about, you know, the quotation, etc. And you may receive a purchase order either by email or through a EDI kind of a system that your company may have, or even a copy can come through mail, etc., which of course is now defunct. So once the purchase order or the intent is received, then the sales order is generated. So sales order is processed, then you have the inventory. Either you may have ready inventory, or you may have inventory which is yet to arrive. That means it's under production. Once the material is available, then the delivery process starts, and then you have the billing operation. And finally, when the due date arrives, then the payment has to be made. So this is the order to cash cycle. One thing I would just like to mention here, in India, we normally follow the cycle of billing first and delivery next. Because as you know, you cannot remove the material from your premises unless you generate a GST invoice. So you cannot remove the material from your premises unless the billing has been done. But in case of exports, there is a practice that you are doing a goods issue, what we call as a post-goods issue. We have pre-shipment documents created. We ship out the material. It goes to the port. Material is handed over to the shipper. And once the vessel sails, then bill of lading is issued by the shipping company. Now, once you get the bill of lading, then the bill is generated. So it comes back to the organization, and then the invoice is generated. So this is a slight difference, you know. For domestic transactions, it is always billing first, and then the delivery happens. In international trade, in some cases, the billing happens only after the material is loaded onto a aircraft or a sea-going vessel, etc. So now let's look at the SAP SD organizational structure. So here basically what we are looking at is the hierarchy of the different organizational codes which are there in SAP. So the SAP SD organizational structure majorly consists of two steps: the creation of organization elements in the SAP system, and to link each element as per the requirement. So this is what we are talking about, the organization elements. The organizational structure in SAP SD module consists of several levels. So you have the SAP or the sales organization, distribution channels, and the division. The sales organization is at the highest level and is responsible for the distribution of goods and services. Now, normally the sales organization is defined at the company level. So like for example, if there is a legal entity in India under which you have different verticals, you know, or different divisions under each. So the sales organization will represent the company, the total overall company. SAP recommends keeping the number of sales organizations to a minimum for easier reporting, ideally having a single sales organization. So this is very clear, you know, if there is a single entity, legal entity, that means a company which is registered and for which you have to report the results, etc. So then you have a single sales organization defined. So the distribution channel defines how the products and services are supplied to the end customer. So here we have been using the distribution channel as direct customers, you know, wherever we are selling through distributor. So we differentiate between a direct customer as a separate kind of a business and the distributor business, where we supply to a distributor who in turn sells to the market as a different business. And then of course we have the third type, which is for exports. The division represents a product or a service line with the within the organization. So the division can be the different verticals. Like for example, if there is a company which has which is making chemicals, and the chemicals are being sold to different types of industries, like let's say there are certain chemicals sold to textiles, certain sold to paper industry, certain other sold to pharma industry, etc. Then the division, different divisions are those verticals that can be defined. Also, you can have a different product line. That means if it's a small business and you are catering to, let's say, one kind of industry only, then the division can be used for different product lines. Like, for example, let's say somebody is into home care, and you have liquid detergent, you have powder detergents, you have whiteners, stain removers, etc., etc. So there, the divisions can also represent your product lines. Also, you can have, you know, service lines. So like, for example, there is a automotive company for which the sale of automobile is one particular business. Servicing is another kind of a business. So these can be represented as different divisions in SAP. A sales area is an entity required to process an order consisting of sales organization, distribution channel, and a division. So when you define a sales area, it has to be defined along with the sales organization, that is the master organization, the distribution channel. So in our case, we said whether it's a direct customer or whether it's a distributor, and division, that means which vertical, and then you have the sales area. So sales area can be something like, you know, you have geographical bifurcation of your marketing team, right? And those can be your sales area. So you can have it, you know, north, south, east, west, or you can have even state-wise sales area, because it helps you monitor the sales by the sales area when you have defined the sales area as part of the master. In the SAP SD organizational structure, each sales organization is assigned to a company code. Now, normally, my experience, we used to always have the company code and the sales organization same code, because they used to represent the same thing. So the company, if the entity, legal entity, and the sales organization, they were both same. Even the code used to be the same. The distribution channel and divisions are then assigned to the sales organization to form a sales area. So this we have already discussed when we discussed the sales area.